Okay, so you've been making a face at this pie piece since yesterday, and I want to hear it.
I have, yeah. Look, the Databricks numbers are real. I'm not disputing that. Same model, same thinking effort, different harness, more than 2x cost difference with the same quality output. That's a genuine finding. My problem is the way Jerndl frames it as minimalism wins, full stop, when what they actually showed as minimalism won on Databricks' internal tasks on a multi-million line code base. Those are not the same claim.
Sure.
Like a real-world benchmark that Databricks built from their own PR history to avoid oversaturation is legitimately more trustworthy than most evals I see. But Pi plus Opus 4.8 at xHive beating Claude Code and Codex on that workload doesn't mean it beats them everywhere. The article doesn't really sit with that caveat.
Okay, but the actual argument they're making isn't Pi is smarter. It's that the harness is eating your context budget and you're paying for it without knowing. The stat that got me was the 3x less context per turn. That's not a benchmark number, that's infrastructure behavior you can measure independently. And the cost per task framing is the thing I think actually lands for product teams.
That part I actually buy. The turn count thing is mechanistically honest. If your harness is dumping redundant context every round, you're burning tokens on overhead that compounds. Pi's context discipline is just, don't do that. Keep a stable working set. Don't re-prefill unnecessarily. That's not magic. It's just not being wasteful.
Exactly.
Where I get suspicious is the Shopify numbers. Unit tests 300x faster. Pippa, come on. That's not a harness story. That's a we found a really bad test suite and fixed it story. The auto research loop is interesting, but the headline number is doing a lot of work for what is basically we ran a profiler and acted on the output.
Okay, fair. The 300x number is suspicious, but the mechanism is the part I find interesting, not the specific multiple. Pi literally reads its own extension documentation and builds the workflow from there. And the auto research repo has 7,000 stars on GitHub. Shopify is actually using this thing internally. The PNPM and React mounting improvements are real PRs.
Yeah, that framing I respect. The article makes a point I think is actually underrated. Anthropic cut Claude Code system prompt by 80%. If the model is good enough at understanding a terminal environment natively, you don't need the harness scaffolding to compensate for model weakness anymore. The local model angle is actually the more compelling one to me, weirdly.
That's the part I hadn't fully thought through. Local models with Pi's discipline means you're not re-prefilling a giant prompt on every turn. That's a real latency win if you're running something like a code agent locally.
Right. My remaining skepticism is just, this still assumes your team actually builds the extensions they need. We give you extensibility. Go craft your own workflow is a great pitch for Shopify engineering. It is a much harder ask for a team of three that doesn't have a David Cortez. Pi's floor is low, but the ceiling requires work. And the article kind of glosses over that.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. For teams that can extend it, the Databricks numbers suggest it's worth it. For everyone else, maybe the bloated harness with the defaults is still better than a minimal one you never customized.
So I'd put it this way. The cost per task finding from Databricks is real and worth paying attention to. The Shopify headline numbers are marketing. And the broader minimalism wins's thesis is directionally probably correct for teams running high-volume agent workloads who have the engineering bandwidth to build on top of Pi. That's a more specific claim than the article makes.
Which is still a meaningful claim. And honestly, the fact that it's under 1,000 tokens of system prompt by default, that's the kind of thing where I go, okay, that's a real design choice with a real cost consequence, not just aesthetic minimalism. That's how boring tooling is load-bearing thesis dressed up in a coding harness.
It really is. Same thesis, different object.
If you want to poke at it yourself, the Pi Auto Search repo is Dave, BCN87/Pi Auto Search on GitHub. It's MIT licensed. The Databricks benchmark write-up is on their blog, links in the show notes. Worth reading the methodology section before you trust the headline pass rate chart.
Especially the part where they break out cost per task by harness. That table is the actual story.
Episode 841. And Tyler found a benchmark he mostly believes. Mark the calendar.
Mostly. Don't push it.
Oh no.